Okay, we're going to continue along with HTML. How many of you were not here on Tuesday? You're kidding. Okay. Well, we'll do a little quick review then, since there were a lot that weren't here on Tuesday. Listen to the tape from Tuesday. Listen to the recording from Tuesday and look at the snapboard. Because if you go to my website, which is www.petegrosser.net, okay, my website is www.petegrosser.net. And when you get there, you click on 120, which takes you over here. Underneath these site resources is audio lectures, and if you click on that, it will bring up the audio recording of me. Okay, you're being recorded now, and the recording will go up tonight or tomorrow of today's class, and the recording of Tuesday's class is up there. So if you click on audio lectures, you will get the recording for the class. And if you click on SmartBoard presentations, you will get the SmartBoard for the day. So there's the SmartBoard of what I went over that day. So if you weren't here on Tuesday, I went over a lot of how the class works and everything. You should listen to the audio and look at the SmartBoard so that you'll get yourself caught up with the reading, okay? What we're doing now is we started looking at HTML. And HTML is the language that lets you write a web page. So the first one we looked at, I will go over again quickly. If you go and scroll down and bring my week of thing down and go to HTML5 intro, and we click on that, it brings up a page. And there's not a lot on the page. If I do a page, view page source, if I do a view page source, I've got some stuff open I don't want open. So if I do a view page source, there is the code that generated that page. There's a top line that says explanation dot type HTML closed in less than and greater than time. And that is just telling them we're using the latest version of HTML. And then the next line has HTML enclosed in less than and greater signs, which tells us this is the HTML. At the very bottom, I close that HTML with a slash. Now, within the HTML, I have a header, which gives me some basic information and a body that has code that I want. So the head is simply giving a title, and the title is up at the top, and I start by telling it it's a title with a tag in less than and greater. Then I write introduction, and then I close the title. And when I close something, I add a slash in after the less than. So there, the introduction is up there, there's the title. Then I close the head by putting the head inside the less than and greater and adding the slash. Then I open the body, and I wrote the words that I wanted to see, and I made them a paragraph. So I have a P for paragraph, and I made them into a paragraph. Then I close the body and I close the HTML. If you're, I'm going to move on. If you're confused, I can stay around after class for a while and help anybody that's got a problem. So if you've got a problem and you want to go over some stuff, I can stay and help. Okay. Okay. So now I'm going to move on, and the next one I want to look at is the one that says HTML5 CSS image.html. And so that's the one I'm going to look at next, and I'll explain that in a little more detail. So, again, to review. I'm starting out, and I have the doc type, HTML head, a title with introduction. And now I'm adding style. And style, I went over last time. Style is done with CSS. So I say style, type equals text, meaning it's written as ABC, / CSS. So I'm telling them that the style is CSS. When I'm done with the style, and we'll talk about the style in a minute, I close the style with the style tag with the / in front of it. And then I close the head and I start the body. The first thing in the body is a paragraph. The paragraph, if I look up above, it's going to say, this is an introduction to HTML, so there it is. The paragraph says, text align center. So in the style, I said to the computer, if you see a paragraph, I want you to align it to the center. And that tells it how to do that, text align center. And then I tell it, I want you to make a font size of 2EM, which means make a font size of twice normal. 2EM tells it twice normal. Okay? This is all written by writing the P out at the side and enclosing what I want to have happen in less than and greater than, I'm sorry, in curly braces. Curly braces, okay? So I'm closing it in curly braces. Then I say text align with a colon after it. That's a CSS word, text align. And then I tell it I want it to align it to the center. My other options are to the left or to the right. And then I say font size, colon. That's the CSS word. And then I say the 2EM. Each of them is in with a semicolon. And then within the curly braces for a paragraph. I also tell it that the body should have a font color of red. And unless I tell it otherwise, that will be the default color. Down here I tell it if you see an LI, don't make it the default color, make it green. So when it sees an LI, it makes it green. That's all stuff that you'll find on the tape and, not the tape, the audio and the PowerPoint presentations from Tuesday. So I'm serious that I'd be very careful if you're not here, weren't here on Tuesday to go over that. The only thing I'm adding this time, or I'm actually going to do it, body, there's a paragraph. And the paragraph has two VRs in it. VRs stand for break. And they're like hitting enter on the keyboard. Okay? And then I drop down after the paragraph has been ended. And here's where I put in my image. And I write image. Source, okay, image source equals, And then I put the name of my image in quotes. It's case sensitive, very case sensitive. Anything in quotes is going to be case sensitive. So I begin the exact name of my image. My image is stored as CISA.gif, and that's the name that I have to use. And I have it in quotes. Now, there is no address telling them where to find CISA.gif. So it makes the logical conclusion that it's in the same directory as the page. So the image, if you're not going to put an address in, the image has to be in the same directory as the page. Okay? If you have the image out on the web that you're using, there's an address you can use to get to it. You can put that address in there instead. But if you are not interested in playing around with addresses, put this image in the same directory that this page is in, because then it can find it. If the directory contains both the page and the image, it can find the image. If the image is elsewhere, you've got to give it an address and tell it where to go to find it. So that put an image on my page. Now, when you're sending me your homework assignment, I said I wanted you to have an image of you, because this page is supposed to be introducing you. So you're supposed to send an image to you. So you're going to put in image, source equals, and the name of the image. When you send it to me, you've got to send me two attachments. The page and the image. Okay? Now I have a directory for everybody in my classes. Each of you has a separate directory on my computer. I will take what you send me and put it in your directory. So it will be in the same directory. And so when I open it, as long as you send me an image called CISA.gif, I'll be able to open it this file, okay? Because I will put them in the same directory. If you're using an external image, then you've got to provide an address so that it will find me. I'll find it. Okay, so that's how you do it. This happens to be a GIF, but you can have any kind of image, JPEGs, PNGs, whatever you want, okay? You can use different kinds of images. But this happened to be a GIF, so I have to put the .gif. And again, it's very case-sensitive. Questions? Okay, now on the next one, I decided I'd like the image in the center. So on the next one, it says centered image, HTML5 centered image, and I want it centered. And so there it is. So to center the image, I used Cascading Style Sheet. I used CSS. So down here I have image, source equals, and there's the name of the image. Here I wrote image as one of the tags in CSS. And I said display the image as a block. Just as great as a block. And margin left, margin right auto means the same size on both sides. And so that ends up centering your image, because it makes the margin left and the margin right the same. So that ends up centering your image. So display block, margin left, margin right, auto, ends up centering your image. Now, notice that I have a P down there in
red.
Basically, it's telling me I made a mistake. Okay? I don't have any open key up here. I just have a closed one there. And so it told me I made a mistake. Did it do any harm? None. Didn't make any difference. The browsers know where their money are, and they want you to keep coming, and if they give you a web page, a bunch of silly errors, you're not going to help them. So it makes no impact whatsoever. But it's red to kind of let you know, and I'd go back and delete it.
The other thing that I have in here is I copied and pasted this and made these mistakes, not on purpose, but then I decided to leave them there to show you.
When I copied and pasted, I had an LI that I intended to use. But if you look down here, oh wait a minute, I'm sorry. I'm remembering the wrong one. I lied. There's an example coming up where I have the LI in there, and I thought it was this one. Sorry. That's what you get to having the second time I told this. LI is there, and in fact, it's putting those things through. So it worked. I know which one it is that doesn't have it and still has the LI in it, and I'll point that out when we get there. The point is, even if I decided to take out all this stuff, leaving the LI up here wouldn't mess anything up. Because it's only saying, yes, there's an LI, make it green. And if there's no LIs, it doesn't get in a twit about it. It just doesn't have anything to make green. So, that's how you can set up and use an image. Okay, now we're going to go back and look at some linking things. Okay, if you look at the third one down, it says link page. Okay, things that you link to are blue and underscore. Okay, you can make some other things, but that's the default. Things that you link to are blue and underscore. If I click on the top one, it works and it goes to another page. If I click on the next one, it doesn't work. Okay? And it didn't work because I didn't have any page. It couldn't find the page. Okay? So if it can't find the page, I get an error message. If it can find the page, it links to that page. So let's look at the source code on this. When I want to link someplace else, I say A, which is for anchor, H reference, and that gives me the reference that I want to link to, the page that I want to link to. And I give it an equal sign, and I tell it the name of the page. Okay? So it knows that if I click here, I want to link to another page.html. Okay. Notice that this is a little different. Here's the beginning of the A. All this H reference stuff is inside the A. Because there's the greater than sign that goes with the A. The greater than sign that goes with the A is after the closed quote. So all that is written inside the A. We actually saw this one other place with the image. The source for the image was written inside image. The tag was image, and then the source was inside the image tag. Okay. So here I then say, this is the page I want. This is the writing that I want to put up. So you can see another page up there, another page here. New page, new page. So
So that's the writing that I want to put up. And then I close the A and do a BR to move down to the next page.
Okay. This quote, this greater than sign right here, is really just finishing that A. This one is actually a closing. Okay? And it's kind of hard to think of, but one of them is just closing the A. And these are the words that I want to come to there. Now, I've given it no address information. So where do you think it's going to look for the page? In the same directory that the original page is in. Because I haven't told it any address, so it makes an assumption it's in the same directory. Okay? And as I said, this one linked fine, this one didn't, which means newpage.html is not in my directory, okay, because it can't link to it. It may exist someplace, I may have misspelled it or used uppercase when I wrote it, who knows why, but it's not there. So now, if I click on another page, okay, we're going to compare the two directories. Okay, so there's another page, and here's my original page. My original page has an address of www.peterson.net. And under peterson.net is a directory called CIS17. And under CIS17 is a directory called HTML. And under HTML is a directory called HTML5. And finally, I find the page. Well, if you look up at the top, it has the same thing. www.peterson.net, CIS17, same. HTML, same directory. HTML5, same directory. Only it is saying another page.html. So that shows that it is in the same directory. Okay? Because they're all inside my home site, CIS17. New directory, subdirectory HTML, subdirectory HTML5. Okay? So, when I clicked on it, it went to that directory and successfully found the page. Now, for this assignment, I do not require that you use two pages. But if you do two pages and link between them, then you get extra credit. Okay? So it's extra credit if you put up two pages and link between the two pages. And the second page only has to say, see, I did it. And then you can, that doesn't have to say anything. But you need to have a link to it. Questions? Okay, I keep thinking there should be questions. Yeah.
Why so many directories?
Because I like to categorize them. Okay, so CIS17 is the old name for this class.
Okay.
So I started keeping stuff there. HTML, I kept stuff there, but then HTML5 is a more modern version of HTML, and I probably have old HTML under HTML, and then I put in HTML5 to say, this is where I'll store the ones for HTML5, and I go even deeper on some of the things when I start setting up my directories. Okay.
I have thousands of pages out of my website.
Okay.
And trying to keep them organized and figure out where they are requires a lot of directories.
Questions? And now it's too late. You know, once you've made the structure, you can't change it. Which is why CIS-17 keeps popping and popping up, because I made the structure back when this course was CIS-17.
And, you know, I've got a lot of pages that I developed in the last couple of years there, maybe, but I still, whatever. Questions? Yeah, my other reason is to be able to show all these directories. Okay, then I'm going to go to the next to the last one, which is HTML5 More Links. Okay. First of all, the first link says link to the CIS-120 page. And if you click on that, you'll go to this class's page. Okay? So, this is how I told it to do that. First of all, I'm going and giving it a complete address. So I'm putting HTTP there, because this is a complete address. I could have put up here http://www.bristolcc.edu, and it would go to a totally different place, okay? Or I could have told it www.3schools.com, and it would have gone to a totally different place. So I put the HTTP and turned it for a complete address, and I'm going to pgrosser.net. And then I'm finding this page. And this page is apparently right under pgrosser.net. There's no subdirectories there. It just gets right to that page. Now, interesting comment on this is that, you know, when you type in www.pgrosser.net, you don't type in any page name. My first page is stored as index.html. So if you just type the name of the site, www.pgrosser.net, it will look for an index page. And if that's the page it will load. So my home page is called index.html. I believe you can also call it home or main. I think it checks all three of them, but index is the one that you use the most. So when you type in my address, it's actually going, because you didn't tell it a page, it goes and finds index.html and loads that page. Okay? So my first page is called index.html. Now, that got me to that page, pfgcis120.html. The next one is going to a subdirectory. Link to a file in a subfolder, subdirectory. Subfolder or subdirectory. So, notice what I've said there. Sitting where I am, I want you to look in my directory and find this subdirectory. So sitting where I am, which is HTML5, okay? Because I'm sitting in CIS-17, HTML5. I'm sitting right there. Underneath that directory is another directory, and it's called sub-HTML5. And in that, I have a page called file.in.sub.html5.html. So, I'm going to go back and I am going to link I'm going to click on that. So there it is. It's now linked. Okay. Whoops. So now let's compare where I said it was going to go. And if you look up here, this is CIS Directory Keepers.net, CIS 17, same. HTML, same. HTML5, same. But now go into sub-HTML5. So it now goes into sub-HTML5. And guess what? It finds the page I'm looking for, which is file in sub-HTML5.html. So it finds that page in that subdirectory. Okay? If you're taking CIS 121, you'll be getting a lot of this, kind of the addressing kind of stuff. And 121 covers it more intensely. Yeah.
So if you took the sub-HTML5 out of that href, it wouldn't be able to find it?
That's right. Because it only looks in the directory. It doesn't look in the subdirectory.
Okay.
And so it wouldn't be able to find it.
You can go and experiment with that if you come up here and just take that page that out. It gives me an error. Okay. And if I didn't put the subdirectory in there, it would have given me the error as well. And then the third one on this is just linking to a page that is in the same directory.
We're just linking to a page.
So now when I get to the one in the sub, it's got two things going on. So when I got to the one that's in sub-HTML5, it has two links going on. So one of them is a simple link to my home page, http://www.keepersa.net. And as I said a few minutes ago, it will then look for and find index.html and load that. And then this other one, the ../, is a way of saying, okay, where you're sitting in the subdirectory. Back up one directory. ../ means back up a directory. And so back up HTML5 and look for this. So it backs up HTML5. So I'm sitting in the subdirectory and I back up by going back one directory. And then back one directory, it will find this. Yeah. No, that's fine. That's what you're supposed to do.
And if you were to put index.html on that first one, that would bring you back to the same exact spot?
Yes.
Okay.
On the first one, yes. So if I go and I click link to my home page, there it is. And if I write index.html, okay, that's because I can't spell apparently. Honest, it works. Okay, so index.html brings me to exactly the same page. But it's just nice not to have to tell people a big long address. So I can just say go to keepersa.net and not have to tell you anything else. And then it automatically brings up index.html. And you can see if you do a source on this page, all the links that I do, okay? Because I've got all the courses that I teach are up there, okay? The ones that I teach in this semester are all up here. And then you can link to any one of those pages down here, and it takes you to PFG-CIS 120, PFG-CIS 122. It takes you to the page for each of those courses. So I have all those links in there to take me to the different pages. And over here, after the A is done, that's what I write. So you see I write CIS 120 / CIS 17. That's what I'm writing. And I did a little magic to make the LLs go across rather than down, but we're not going there. Feel free to look around, but we're not going there. Okay, that I think covers the stuff on links. Questions? This should be. There really should be.
Hi, Ed. Nice of you.
There should be. Okay, so now we're going to look at tables. So somewhere in here you'll see one that says HTML5 CSS table.html. And that's the one we want to look at now. So that's a table. And all these are just things that you can add to make your web page look nice. Oh, not nice. It's your choice whether you like these things. Okay. So if I do a view page source on this, there's my table. Okay, so first of all, notice in the body that my color is navy, which means anything that needs to be colored is now colored as navy. Okay, I can change that, and this is where I have the LI that I told you about last time when I was going through. This is where I have the LI with no LIs down here.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the example where I could have easily taken that LI out of the style, but I was copying and pasting and didn't notice and then decided I was going to leave it there to make this point. So I go in and the first thing I have is a paragraph up at the top and then I drop down to the page. And I tell it it's a table by writing the tag name table. Okay. Now, every table is made up of rows. And so I now tell it about a row. TR is table row. When it's done, I close it. I have a second row. TR, when it's done, I close it. So I have two different rows there. And it determines the size of things depending on what I put in. So inside the TR, I have a TD and another TD. And they stand for two cells here. Okay, so TR is horizontal. TDs go up and down and make a column, basically. TD stands for table data. And if you ask me that tomorrow, I won't remember. I only remember because Lindsay looked it up. I think that should have been called TC for table cell or table column. And so I rebel against it by not remembering it. Okay, but it is TD, yeah. TR, table row. And TD stands for table data. So table data within the row, the first cell says this is the first cell of the table. And then I close the TV. Then the next row says
image source equals, and I put the image in. I have a slash here, which is perfectly acceptable, but not a requirement. Okay? It happens to be a way that we did it at one point, but it's not a requirement. So that slash in there is not a requirement. Now, what it did here is it looked at the image and said, this is how much room I need to have the image. So that first cell is going to be the same size. I didn't need all that size to make that one sentence that I wrote, but I needed it for the image, and it makes it match. So that cell got big to match the cell with the image in it that had to be big. Then on the next, I closed the PR, on the next row, I have two TVs, and they both say a sentence. Well, this sentence, this is the second row and leftmost cell, is longer than this is the first cell of the table. So again, it says, okay, I need that kind of length in order to have everything match up. So I'm going to put the length on everything in that column. So it basically takes what you're putting into it and sets up the table to accommodate it. You can try to override that when you get into more advanced stuff. And sometimes it works and sometimes it wins. Okay? But on the whole, it goes for the matching. Then I close that row and I close the table and body and HTML. Yes.
So after you had already closed the table row, why is it like, why does it have TR again before it says the sentences for like the box?
Because I had to close each row. So this TR was closed by that row.
Okay.
This TR was closed by that row.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Questions? Okay, the last one is centered table. And there is the centered table.
For this one, since I wanted centered, I put the table up at the style and said, okay, what I want is margin auto. That could have been written the same way we did the image, margin left auto, margin right auto, but margin auto covers the both. And then I said, border is solid and thick. So you can see, and I did that on the other one too. So you can see I have a solid, thick border around that. Okay? If you go to W3 schools and look up table border, they'll tell you you can have dotted lines, you can have slashes, dashes, you can have a whole bunch of different things. You can have thick, thin, you can have a lot of different styles around that. And then the TVs, I have a border solid thin, so it makes a thin line around each TV. So I've got a thick line around the whole table, and I've got a thin line around each TV. Okay? So that is centering the table in the middle. You like that one better? Centered? Okay, so that's centering the table in the middle. So your homework assignment is to make a page introducing yourself. Okay? So you have to introduce yourself, meet the criteria that I list in the assignment, and I want, for one thing, an image. For another thing, I want you to do some
Remember I said the CSS course is covered in here, so you don't have to take that?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the ways we do that is in this assignment, you have to talk about your learning style. And so you have to read a couple of articles about your learning style and take a quiz about your learning style. And then tell me what you figured out your learning style was or whether you agree or not. Okay? But that's what they will ask you to do. And then I also want you to put in a segment about how you're going to manage your time to pass the course. Okay, so I want to see time management, how you're going to manage your time and be successful. Because probably the biggest problem why people don't pass this course is they don't do the work, and that's probably because of time management. Okay, we all have lives that are not simple. And so time management becomes very important. So you need to write something about that. So here is the assignment. And I said it has to include CSS, extra credit if you make more than one page. I put in some links. I think I checked them all, but sometimes links go, but you can find other things by just looking up. Okay? Learning styles or something like that. Okay, so what I want you to do for the rest of this time, where do I want to be? That's all right, I can go. What I want you to do for the rest of the time is write a page that incorporates what I said. I want you to go back to the page you did last Tuesday, if you were here last Tuesday. If you weren't, start fresh and write a simple page using my examples. And then I want you to put in an image in your page and throw in a table. And it'd be great if you get a link going and basically experiment with what we just went over. So you've got close to a half an hour to do experiments. Okay. So if you weren't here last time, you need to start a page and look at any one of these examples and kind of get going and start doing a page. And if you need help, Lindsay is the SI for this course. I also am taking attendance, even though this is a student option course. I have to tell the school who is actually taking the course. And on my syllabus or somewhere it says, you should be in touch once a week, okay? So if you came to class and signed an attendance sheet, that presumes that I remember to do it, you are involved this week. If not, I need to hear from you. And what I want is an email. If you're sending me homework, that's fine. But I need to get an email once a week.